Blog Talk Radio.
Therefore, all fickleness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive the meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Good afternoon, everyone. This is, it's 2 p.m., December 3rd, 2018, in the Dayton, Ohio area, and it's time for a Chatty from the Word podcast with your brother in Christ, your host, Brother Oscar. We hope that all is well and doing great. And we are so glad and delighted to bring you this program at this time. We hear Chatty from the Word. We pray that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalms 119:105, thy word is a lamp unto thy feet, my feet, and a light unto my path. We hear from Chatting from the Word. We know that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that there is so many paths out there to follow. That we hear Chatting from the Word. I'm glad to chat with you from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. We are so delighted that to be chatting with you at this time from the Word of God. We hope that all is well and everyone is doing great this afternoon. You know, we are here to help you this afternoon with any problems that you may be encountering on this Christian talk. We hear Brother Oscar so happy to be with you this afternoon and to be able to talk with you from the Word of God. As we have said, you can contact us as we are on the program, or you can call us just to hear the program live. The number is area code 657-383-0883. The number area code is 657-383-0883. You know, as always at this time of the year, that we are all going through so much things, so many problems, so many confusion, so much. So, how can your brother put it? We're going through so many things at this time, being what the world is calling the holiday season or Christmas. But we, as a child of God, we are Christians. We recognize that Christ was not born on what the world may consider Christmas. And it's always a good time to help someone. Isn't that what Paul tells us in Galatians 6, to bear each other's burden, so fulfill the law of Christ? So we're here for you, here at Chatting from the Word. If you need help through this program, we can help you. We can talk with you. We can aid you in any problem that you're going through on this Christian walk. We're here to encourage you and to help you and to guide you as you need help. All right. We're here also. We're a praying program. We love to pray for you. If you have any requests, you can call them in. As we said, the area code is 657-383-0883. We'd be so happy that you called in and talk with us today before we go off the air. We're here for you. If you have any requests, you can ask them now. It was the psalmist who said, I lift up my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. You know, it's a good thing that the Lord is there to help us, because sometimes we get into tight spots that we need help. And I believe the way that the Lord helps us is the fact that he wants us to help each other in this Christian walk. As we just said, Paul said, let's bear one another's burdens. So when we bear one another's burdens, we're also helping each other, or praying for each other. And as I said many times, in the relationship with the Lord, you got to have a good relationship with the Lord. You got to have a good prayer life. You have to be able to talk with him, let him know your problems. So this time we're going to go to God in prayer. Father, which art in heaven, I be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the blessings that you brought our way. Father, we thank you for this program, chatting from the word. We pray that we may reach out to the people to guide them to you, or to help them live a better life for you. Oh, Father, we pray now for those that are sick. We pray for those that are suffering with diabetes, with blood pressure problems, Father, with anxieties, with heart problems. Those that had a stroke in their bodies don't perform as it once did, Father. We pray for all those who need to be prayed for, Father. We pray for that young man that's going through some changes. Pray for that young lady also who's going through some changes. Father, we all need you on every hand and every side sometimes, Father. The road get rougher and the going get tough, and sometimes it gets hard just to see the way, but Father, we ask that you keep us, guide us, strengthen us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Like I said, we're so delighted to spend this time with you and to be able to talk with you from and about the Word of God. But we need subscribers. On YouTube, we hope and pray that you all caught the program today on YouTube. We are asking for subscribers on that show. And then when you watch the show, let us know how you're enjoying the show. Let us know that you believe Brother Oscar is doing a good job. Give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down. I'm not a person that will get upset with you. I'm not a booger bear. Any comment to me, the way I feel it, is helping to me also. Any kind of comment that you make, positive or good, will help your brother here to help others much better. Because that's what we're supposed to be here, do for one another. We're here to help one another to make it to heaven. So my goal is, my desire is, that we help one another. Please help one another. And next, we're looking for sponsors. As you've been watching our program, you know we've been asking for sponsors. We need sponsors to sponsor us here at Chatting from the Word so that the world may know you and pardon their sins. Father, we pray that We ask for sponsors. We need sponsors. And whatever amount you can give, it doesn't matter if it's $1, $2, $3, whatever you can give, every little bit helps. Every little bit counts. Whatever you can give, it'd be much more appreciated. All right. The next thing I want to say is this is my bookstore, offyourpublishing.com. We got our books online, and while you're there, are you a book? If people play Storms, call 2150. Bridge of Friendship, call 2150 also. And if you want both books is both book together is $43. So we hope and pray that you go and you order you a book. Order your book and read. Because we're supposed to help one another. We're here to encourage each other, to help one another, to make it to heaven. And you know, we're living in a time where there is so many opinions, so many books out there that has opinions, and most of them is wrong opinions. But here, Brother Oscar is trying to help somebody today to see the light. So order you a book. Go to my webpage, please, and order you a book. You'll be glad you did. Now, you know my motto. We read, get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. So we hope and pray that you visit my webpage and order you a book. All right? Order your book. And we order your books that will also help the ministry here at Chatting from the Word. All right. What we want to do today is to go back to the devil made me do it. I like that. That was a statement Flip Wilson made, and he had people laughing about this statement. The devil made me do it. But you know what, my friend? According to James, first of all, James said we need to endure temptation. Endure temptation. But before we go any deeper, I appreciate those that do have your Bibles, but you all who do not have your Bibles, go get your copy of God's Word. We wait for you. Let you on a little secret. I'm a little sleepy right now. I haven't had that much sleep, I guess you can tell, but we're going to try to muscle it through it today, because I believe that Chatting from the Word is doing some good. Now, if I'm wrong, let me know. Inbox me. Talk with your brother here if I'm not doing any good. If God's Word is not from Brother Oscar on this show, if not doing good, let me know, because I'm here to try to help someone to see the truth about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because I believe we live in a world today that needs to hear Jesus Christ, that needs to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we hope and we pray that you allow Chatting from the Word to continue on and to continue on helping somebody and making a difference in somebody's life, all right? So go get your Bible so we can read this together and see what the message of the Lord is all about. All right, we hope that you got a copy of God's Word, but we want to hear it from a different angle today. We want to come from 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. All right, and we want to begin reading at verse 12. And here Paul said, wherefore, Wherefore, let him that thinketh not, verse 12. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth, take heed lest you fall. That hath no temptation taketh you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Oh, my friend, the Lord wants us to endure temptation. Oh, sometimes we think we can't go so far. But I'm here to tell you, my friend, the Lord has provided you a way of escape from any temptation. Sometimes we just don't want to take the escape route that the Lord has put before us. Sometimes we think taking the escape route is the sissy way out of things. But I'm here to tell you, sometime, my friend, when temptation is so strong, we got to take that way out of temptation. And sometimes the route out of temptation is there, but sometimes we refuse to take it because we love sin more than do it right. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? We love the world more than loving Christ sometimes. Oh, sometimes we'd rather young people smoke their hash when our friends give it to us, when we can say no. Oh, young people, we get caught all off into sex, and all we have to do is run from it. Am I right about it? Oh, my friend. Sometimes when we want to disrespect our elderly, we have a way out of it, just not disrespect our elderly. We live in today's time where young people just don't care. And they talk to their elderly mother or elderly father any kind of way. They just don't want to understand and listen. As we say, that's and the way out of temptation, if we listen. The way out of temptation to be close with the Lord. And some of us, we always complain that we don't have time to sit down and read our Bibles. We don't have time to sit down and talk with the Father because we're so busy. But I'm here to tell you this morning, you don't have time because you don't want to make time. We make time for everything else, don't we? We make time to watch our best movies on TV. We want to make time to spend with our children. We make time to be with our wives. But we don't make time to allow the Lord to strengthen us. We can't find time to allow the Lord to help us. We need help. But I'm here to tell you this afternoon, if you allow the Lord in your life, he will help you through the temptations with me. And we need to be like Jesus, like we've been talking about. When Jesus in Matthew 4, when he was facing temptation, when Satan said to turn his stones into bread, Jesus said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Sometimes we get tempted because we don't want to know God's word. We don't want to allow God's word to strengthen us in the place well, we need strength. I must admit, sometimes the road gets rough. Sometimes the going gets tough. Sometimes the hill's a little hard to climb. But if we hold on to Jesus' hands, is that Jesus will make and hills easier to climb. If we hold on to Jesus' hands this afternoon, he will help us to go through the hills. If we hold on to Jesus' hands this afternoon, he will calm the sea, wouldn't he? And we, oh, my friend, when we are in the middle of the sea, Jesus will walk with us out in the sea of trouble. All we need to do is keep our eyes on him. Don't falter by the way. But sometimes we take our eyes off of Jesus. We begin to look around like Peter did, and we recognize the waves are higher than what we thought. We recognize the storms that is around us. We're recognizing how strong the wind are instead of keeping our eyes off on Jesus. We miss the mark and take our eyes off of Jesus. But when we take our eyes off of Jesus, we want to put the blame and say that Satan, the devil, made me do it. But I'm here to tell you this morning, this afternoon, if you're in Jesus, if you're truly in Jesus, don't you know Jesus will protect us from all harm? Don't you know any weapon formed against him would not any weapon formed against you would not hurt you if you keep your hands in the hands of Jesus this afternoon? I hope I helped somebody this afternoon. I hope you can see that Jesus wants you to be in him. I hope you see the best thing you can do this afternoon is to be in the body of Christ and allow the church to help you when you're facing temptation, when you're getting weak. But I'm here to tell you, sometimes we will fall. But when we fall, we need to get back right back up, repent of our sins, ask the Lord to forgive us with the aid of the brothers and sisters in the church. I guarantee you this afternoon we can face anything that we can face. I guarantee you we can make it through the temptation if we allow Jesus to help us this afternoon. This afternoon, I hope I said enough to allow you to know that Jesus cares. It was Peter who said, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Oh, my friend, allow Jesus to care for you this afternoon. But if you want Jesus to care for you this afternoon, you must be in his body, in the right place where he can help you. You must allow the blood of Jesus to cover you, because once he sees the blood, he will pass over you. You got to allow Jesus to help you this afternoon. You got to allow Jesus to be a part of your life. You need to allow Jesus to come in and help you, because you know what, according to Revelation, he is knocking at your door and he just wants to come in and he's up with you and you with him this afternoon. I hope and I pray this afternoon that you allow Jesus in your heart, because once you allow Jesus in your heart, you can face any temptation. Sometimes we got to run from all these temptations. Sometimes we got to look at temptation in the face and say, go away, temptation. Sometimes we got our Satan to know we on the Lord's side. But in the world today, some of us, we are ashamed. We are ashamed to say we are on the Lord's side. We are ashamed to allow the Lord to help us at times. We are ashamed to love the Lord, to help us out of the temptations that we are finding ourselves in this afternoon. Oh, my friend, I hope I done helped somebody. We're not going to be on long today. But don't be like this. And say, the devil made me do it. Allow Jesus to help you through the temptation. And as James said, let us endure temptation. Do not allow temptation to become sin. Be like Jesus. Fight those temptations with God, with the word of God. When he was facing Satan, and Satan was throwing all sorts of things in his pathway. But after Satan recognized he wasn't getting to Jesus, Satan, the Bible said, he left. And the angels came and ministered unto him. I'm here to tell you this afternoon that you fight off temptation. Oh, if you fight off temptation, I'm here to tell you, Jesus will love angels to come down and help you this afternoon. We're not talking about little angels, but if you fight temptation, if you try to keep on keeping on, I guarantee you, you'll be a better person for it. You'll be a better individual for it if you allow temptation. If you do not allow temptation to be part of your life, but you allow Jesus and his word to be part of your life. We hope and pray we said enough. We hope and pray that chatting from the word has helped you along the way. And if we have been some help to you today, let us know. If we have been some help to you over the period that we've been coming on the air, let us know. We appreciate that very, very much. We're going to let you go at this time. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, Father, we pray for each listener. We pray that we have been some aid to them through that time of temptation. Father, we hope and pray that all have a good evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. As always, it was nice chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. And we see you again tomorrow. Same time, same station. And we hope that you get a chance to see the day show. Bye-bye.